for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the change of the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you wanna get my bins? Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie.
All right, come on down. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. It's time for, well, hump day on the Revolution in the Morning show. So come on down, join us. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. And let's get the truth. Not the mainstream scripted news and information that twists your brain into a little knot. And before you know it, you're caught up in the world's greatest psyop. Come on down and get deprogrammed. End the cult. of the mainstream media. Send the deep state. To eternity of hell. Let's get the truth. Not the mainstream scripted mind control. Get off the script, man. Get off the script. You know, Oxycontin, oxycodone, Loratabs, you know, any name your drug, name your script. Your prescription to put you to sleep comes from CNN, ABC, CBS, fake Fox News. It's a coordinated effort to destroy your ability to think, your ability to ration, your ability to make rational decisions in times that are, well, let's just say they're uncertain. We're being gaslighted to hell and back. It shouldn't be called the mainstream media. It should be called the mockingbird gaslighting media. Wholly owned and operated by corporations at the behest of the government and the propaganda which they live by. Revolution Radio, breaking the mold, breaking the cult-like grip on your subconscious. Because your subconscious, in many cases, has been captured. You don't even know it, but you are a slave. Your mind is enslaved. While you believe you live freely, like the sheep in a pasture, but remember, when one sheep says it's a conspiracy, and that one day they'll end up as lamb chops, few believe them. Until they, well, get to the slaughterhouse, and, well, do they ever really become aware? Or maybe better put, self-aware? So join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and get a honest look at the news. Not some scripted load of horse shit from the mainstream bullshit machine. So, call in and listen. 518-906-1839. Now, if you didn't have a pen or pencil or you got screwed up, just hold on a second. I'll say it again. So you ready? Write this number down for Studio A, and then I'll give you the number for Studio B to call and listen on your smartphone, any phone that you have unlimited minutes on. 518-906-1839. 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. To reach Studio B, it's just 1859, the last four digits. So if you want to call and listen to Jim Fetzer at 12 to 2, 518-906-1859. This show is, well, on Studio A. So make sure you call that number. Go down to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Join us over here in the chat room where Mitchell, like, you know, the last 1 o'clock into the chat room. Oh, my. Meow and Lady Horse and William W.H. DeVoe over in Scotland. Nessomanian, Wally and Valerie and Cat Dog Girl. There's May from Ohio. Surrey Sunflower, the UK. I guess Surrey area up over there. Dirt Engineer, Indiana. Batsman, Canada. Blessing, I believe, I'm not sure exactly where she is. She might be in the Northeast United States. And there's Pat the Rabbit. He's in Louisiana. And there's Mecki over in Australia. And Comet in Arkansas. And a Mad Painter in Georgia. There's Tea in a Storm Cup. A.A.K. the Canberra Kid. Yes, that's the Canberra Kid. Malaya in Germany. In the kitchen, in the house. I'm not sure where they're from. Net Effect. I'm not sure where they're out of. And Gino, United States. These are all U.S. folks. Mr. Rowe out of California. Driver Dan, I believe he's in the upper Midwest. And hope you're doing well, Dan. Noreen, I believe she's on the West Coast. And Dirt's on the West Coast. Spread Love 9/11. He's over there in Australia, in Eastern Australia. Of course, that's the other side of Australia from where Canberra is. One's from over in near Queensland, I guess. And the other one is, well, across the entire outback. Jer Bear dropped off about an hour and a half ago. He's out. He runs the, don't forget, the after hours shows over the weekends. Jer Bear is a longtime host and greatly appreciated here at Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Now, for everybody aware that comes over to the chat room, there is going to be a change in the chat room. We have we are upgrading our chat room to a different it's an app than the Chatsy web-based one. So it will offer expanded functions, like you can leave voice messages, you can put video clips in there that you could actually play. You can, it's more interactive and it's a higher quality chat room. This will be the Freedom Slips Matrix room, and we will be switching over to that live permanently on August the 10th. So put that in your calendars if you choose. August the 5th on this show in the morning from I believe it's 8:30. I have to look at my text messages. Oh, my God. From 8:30 to 9 Eastern Standard Time for half an hour, we'll have Clay Clark. That's Clay Clark. And he is, you know, leading an effort to rebuild America, to bring America away. You know, it's the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. Can we reawaken the American patriots and the spirit of freedom and independence that made this nation great before the Council on Foreign Relations? Before the Rothschilds and the banksters got their grubby, greedy hands on the American government, the debt. We're in such deep trouble now. It's unbelievable. The Reawaken America tour. Next, the next show is in Rochester, New York. August the 12th and 13th, and then September 1st and 2nd in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then on September 16th and 17th in the Washington-Idaho border area. So, yeah, the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. General Mike Flynn, Clay Clark, looks like Mike, gosh, I can't remember his last name, the pillow guy, and other speakers that are, how should we say it, that want to wake people up. I mean, people are sleepwalking into world tyranny. And they're joined by their political parties, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. I mean, in all honesty, they are the uni party, as they were before the U.S. Civil War, when Democrats broke from the Republicans and commanded and demanded the right to own blacks. Ah, well, I see my friends calling, and it's awful early. I'm not sure why my friend would be calling me this early in the morning, because it's 5 a.m. out there on the left coast. I hope he leaves a message, Michael J. So everybody, join us. Join us for the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. Well, you know, it once hit the United States, as Malaya has posted in the new chat room, the Matrix chat room. Germans warn of a toilet paper shortage. Well, are we going back to that? I mean, you know, just think, if you're from North Africa or if you're from, you know, the Middle East, I mean, you don't even worry about toilet paper. So, hey, why is there a shortage? Oh, they need all that Russian wood pulp. They need all that Russian lumber to build shit in Germany. Damn. They forgot about that part, didn't they? They were worried about oil and gas and everything. And, oh, well, imagine that. Yeah, the green lobby in Germany is having a fit. They're having a fit. Why? Because they're going to fire up. They're firing up, ladies and gentlemen. They're coal-burning power plants again. You know, they shut down their nuclear energy, which I can understand, you know, but if, I guess said, but if, and that's a pretty big damn if the corporations can operate their nuclear power plants on the basis of science, instead of the basis of the idiocracy and the stupidity that we live in right now. The sheer craziness, the idiocracy, the stupidity of the world that we live in is, you know, is boundless. You know, I'm kind of a negative type person sometimes, and, you know, and I approach things as if it's the worst case scenario, so everything else turns out rosy. And I'm always not caught off guard by the unexpected, well, screwing you get from sometimes from people, and just shit happens in life, right? Yeah, but I don't think America is. I don't think America is used to literally not trusting many people or anybody. America's built on trust. However, today, you know, the U.S. government, the media, the corporations and others, they have broken that trust. They really have. They have broken that trust. You cannot really believe anything that comes out of Washington, D.C. anymore because it is all political propaganda drivel. It really is. It's the drool that runs down a Democrat's mouth as they salivate over maybe a corpse of a conservative. It truly is strange. The hate-driven Democrat Party. Hate-driven. In California to New York, liberals essentially are full of hate. They really are. They hate people. They are essentially the embodiment of the spirit of the KKK, the old-time Democrats. How do we know this? Oh, here's one for you. California. In California, it appears that, what's the best way to say it? It appears that a bunch of people in California are upset. They're mad. Why? Because when there was a natural disaster, when the fires swept through their small town, the government didn't really respond the way it should. The government was overwhelmed and couldn't do jack effing crap, in all honesty. So what did happen? The California State Militia, right? Those words, militia group. Oh my God, conservatives and other people with guns came in with trucks, with food, helped organize and evacuate people, helped people save their stuff. And you know, Californians were angry. Other people in the small town of California, the butthurt retard liberals, were angry. We're angry that a militia had the gall to come help them. A militia. Oh my God, it's a militia. You have to be seriously full of hate, intolerance, to essentially complain about people that are helping you without asking for anything, that are members of your community. You know, this is the same type of Klan-style behavior that Democrats are famous for during the 100 years of Jim Crow. When the Democrat Party hated black people until they found out that they could pay them off and essentially, you know, as Johnson said, Lyndon Baines Johnson, he said, well, we'll start an effort to help the black community. We can have these N-ers, and he used the N-word back then. We can have them voting Democrat for 100 years. After 100 years of Jim Crow, after a civil war with an attempt by Democrats to own human beings, today you have a Democrat Party that is essentially the same party of hate. The only difference is they've changed the target. Whoever's back it's painted on is different today. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. These are the facts. Yeah. What else we got going on here? The fraud. The COVID-19 fraud. The CNN and another report that come out that claims in November, around November the 18th of 2019, is when the alleged infection started in the Wuhan wet market. And, you know, look, we know that's not true. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's Occam's razor. You know, the plausible truth. This never started in a wet market. It started in a lab, in a test tube, in a petri dish, under a genetic modification program funded by Dr. Fauci, the National Institutes of Health, Eco Health Systems. They knowingly funded this shit. They keep trying to pass it off as something other than. There is too much scientific evidence that points to the Wuhan Institute of Virology being the source of the worldwide plague named COVID. We'll be back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. That story goes out to the confused United States government that really doesn't know the definition of man and woman and mother and father and child and baby and infant. Yeah, the United States government, they have a serious problem. Dr. Fauci, the fraud, the crapper, the lying sack of horse shit that should be indicted. Dr. Deborah Brick Shithouse. And she is a brick, and it's not a very good shit house. It's more like an outhouse, okay? Admitted that her and Fauci lied. Lied about the COVID plandemic that they essentially had no plan for, even though there was all kinds of stuff on the books. And they took the science and turned it into political science. And now nobody believes a damn thing that comes out of the Center for Disease Control. Nobody believes a damn thing that comes out of the National Institutes of Health. Science itself has been set back 40 to 50 years to where we've gone back to where corporate science of the tobacco companies, of the asbestos giants, and even the fertilizer giants because they got rid of their toxic waste called fluoride in your water. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, Dr. Fauci, he lies through his teeth so much it's not even funny. Here's a here's Fauci yesterday. When I say yesterday, I mean a couple years ago. And here's Fauci in 2022. Listen to the difference.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations.
It was a decision to make a recommendation to the president. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread, this was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Oh, well, hey, there seems to be, you know, a problem here. In 2020, in October, Fauci said to lock the country down. Today, you know, or yesterday, if you want to say, you know, just this weekend, he says, oh, no, 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 I never said to lock the country down. Dr. Fauci scrambled like hell when he found out that it came from within a few miles of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where the bat gain-of-function experiments on the bat coronaviruses done by the dingbat woman, the Chinese scientist who got infected. See, this is the problem they have. People within the lab got infected. Sought treatment at local hospitals. And if there's anything that I have faith in, and it is the ineffectiveness, the stupidity, the ignorance, the downright retardation of man, period. Man is capable of great things. Human kindness can warm the heart of the coldest and hardest Scrooge out there. But the evil, the corruption, the lying, it can reach the same levels of, in this case, absurdity. It's clearly obvious where the coronavirus came from. It's clearly obvious that there is a piece of DNA in the COVID-19 viral pack. Within its genetics, that is, well, let's just say patented by one of the companies, Moderna. And remember, who formed Moderna? See, this is the thing. Yeah. Who made Moderna? Who formed the company? Dr. Fauci, the National Institutes of Health, provided billions of dollars of grants and money into that. Yeah. The corruption. The corruption is just unbelievable. And, you know, Dr. Fauci also said this yesterday.
In fact, somewhere beyond anything that the NIH has done with funding competent Chinese scientists,
Could there have been a lab leak as a possibility? The answer is, of course. Apropos of what I said a moment ago, I always keep an open mind. But you also got to look at what evolutionary virologists have been studying and published in the peer review literature. Something as recently, literally, that's...
Listen, peer reviewed doesn't mean jack effing shit anymore. Peer reviewed only means that it has the rubber stamp of the powers that should not be. Period. End of story.
It's going to come out soon from a whole group of qualified people still say that although you keep an open mind, the most likely evolution of SARS-CoV-2 is a natural jumping of species. Again, always.
And that's a lie. How do we know that? We know that that's a lie. Former CDC director Robert Redfield is calling it all bullshit. When asked about Fauci's recent comments on Monday of this week, Redfield told Fox News that he still suspects COVID-19 emerged from the laboratory and had to be educated in the laboratory to gain the efficient human-to-human transmission capability that it has. In other words, what Dr. Redfield's saying is the education, the fixing of the virus, that it was bred, essentially, to be infectious. He says, goes on to say, there's very little evidence. If you really want to be critical to support the natural emergence theory, he said, the former Trump administration official then compared COVID-19 to prior coronaviruses, such as the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and the SARS, the Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, that emerged about 10 years ago, saying that neither virus had the same transmission capacity as COVID-19. As Dr. Shit for Brain Bricks said just recently, it was as if COVID-19 came out of the box ready to infect. Redfield continues, so it's really exceptional that this virus is one of the most infectious viruses for man. And I still argue that's because it was created and educated. He uses the words educated. I would say the evolutionary steps to infect human tissue were installed in the virus. That's how I would consider it. Educated people will get confused because of the terminology. I really believe that it was hyped, it was spiked, so to speak, in the lab, and then it escaped. The laboratory, the same Wuhan laboratory, he added, was subject to a 2014 report and claims that researchers performed research on bat-borne viruses that could impact humans. I'm disappointed in the National Institutes of Health for not leading an objective evaluation from the beginning, Redfield said. I think it really is antithetical to the science, where they took a very strong position that people like myself are somehow conspiratorial just because we have a different scientific hypothesis. Yeah. And then when you get to natural immunity, If you remember, Dr. Fauci has essentially said there was never an effective or never natural immunity to COVID-19. And today we know that is just a big fat lie. We know that Pfizer, even within their documents that they wanted to hide for 75 years, says that natural immunity of COVID-19, that the natural immunity is stronger and lasts longer than the Pfizer vaccine. That was hidden from you. And Dr. Fauci, the Center for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, Dr. Bricks, and others poo-pooed on natural immunity because they didn't want people to have essentially smallpox particles again, parties again, to get, yeah. So, you know, antibody testing should be the first, how should we say it, should be the first step if you're taking any kind of disease seriously. And, you know, particularly one where, you know, you have a so-called an emergency use authorization drug that is temporary, that is ineffective, that doesn't work. But the pharmaceutical companies and the government has to be looked at doing something. Even by doing something and killing, you know, or killing one out of every 5,000 children that get the vaccine. That's the ratio, if you didn't know, myocarditis in children in the under 19 category. Now, one out of 5,000 children will develop heart problems. And their life expectancy after that is, well, maybe 5 years. That's what it is today on average. For people with myocarditis. For disease that has a 99.9% survival rate. In groups that are not high risk. Don't have a lot of comorbidities, they call them. I just say you have one foot in the grave and the other one's chopped off at the knee and you're, you know, your foot literally is in the grave and you're standing up because you're propped up in the shallow grave because your foot, your knee is on the ground outside the grave, but your foot is in the grave. That's how I look at it. That's how I call it. And it's all a lie. Now, all of a sudden, oh, well, the number of vaxxed people that are dying from Omicron are older. Did you hear that shit the other week? I mean, what? Listen, they should quit trying to propagandize the world. And they should just do the science. But they're not that smart. AAA, the Automobile Club of America, so to speak, has said that high prices at the gas pump are causing people to alter their driving habits. No shit. Really? Nah. Yeah. We just don't make one little quick trip to the store anymore. You know, we got to make 3 to 4 or 5 trips, you know, and if you go on just a one trip, it's a pretty important trip, right? Like I put the radiator went out in the Toyota, little Toyota we have. And I've been having to drive the truck here and there. And believe me, I don't like driving that truck. It's $30 really or a little more to run to Roanoke and back. And I'd rather drive the little Toyota Matrix, but the radiator was out. So we had ordered one and it come in, so I put it in yesterday. I gotta go out and take it for a test drive then. But yeah. Think about it. think about how you changed your life, first because of COVID, and you bunkered down. Many people just bunkered down. And now you essentially, most people can't afford to go anywhere. Does that sound like this Agenda 2030 from the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, you know, where Klaus Schwab essentially says, you will own nothing and like it? Well, you know, I can't say the F-bomb, but screw Klaus Schwab. Screw the World Economic Forum. If, you know, I'm going to run again in 2024. I had to take a little break. I had COVID. I got other stuff going on. And hopefully, you know, by then I'll be in a better position to do something about, you know, this stuff that I'm trying to fix. Or how should I say it? You know, help us fix the nation. Ah, Jesus. Ukraine, what a nightmare. What an effing nightmare for everybody, including the world. Include, you know, Ukraine issues a blacklist of Russian, quote unquote, propagandists that included Senator Rand Paul and Glenn Greenwald and others, to Lucy Gabbard. You know, the Euro-Nazi bastards. That's right, the Euro-Nazi bastards. No political freedom in Ukraine. All opposition parties have been shut down. All social media is controlled as if you lived in the old Soviet Union. I would hope that Russia is broadcasting their version of free radio. You know, you want to call it Russia free radio? I guess you could. They called it America free radio, right? And the BBC, you know, the British propaganda broadcasting company. I guess that should be the BPBC. But yeah, it's Idiocracy. Jeffrey David Sachs, Rand Paul, Douglas McGregor. Let's see, who's this guy? Michael Springman, David Payne, Tulsi Gabbard, Nicholas Bay, and Hervé Juvin from France. Marie Le Pen from France. The Euro effing Nazis. You know, listen. You think Europe is America's little bitch, right? I mean, let's be honest. It is. Since the United States went to Europe in World War II, we have controlled Europe. We have installed the, you know, the European Soviet Socialist Union, just as part of this fascist plan to control the world. Because, well, the German and the Italian fascists figured out that warfare destroys too much. But you can win by stealth, by propaganda, by trade agreements, by lying. I mean, I think Canada and the European Union are two great examples. But Ukraine's just a bitch country. They're the biggest load of grifting pussies in the world. The United States of America overthrew Ukraine in 2014. in 2016 or 15 and 16, not two, I think. There were several color revolutions paid for and orchestrated by the United States government. My belief is that Russia actually screwed the pooch, so to speak, when in 2014 they did not invade Ukraine to free the country from the grips of American fascism. You know, disagree, agree, whatever. That's just what I believe. The United States of America, the neoliberals and the neocons are controlling the government right now. The United States just got put on notice by China. Nancy Pelosi is not to fly to Taiwan. They forbid it. Will the Biden administration, owned and operated as a Chinese conglomerate, will they back down? Will the United States of America cower in fear? As far as I'm concerned, if Nancy Pelosi wants to play the Archduke Francis Ferdinand, I know the backlash will be great, but if that's the only way we can get rid of Nancy Pelosi legally, ethically, and honestly, then we should do it. The only problem is we need her to take half of Congress with her. She needs to take all of her Democrat supporters with her in Congress. I mean, I would love to see Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, the squad. Maybe they can take Mitch McConnell, too. Yeah. Yeah, maybe China will shoot them all out of the air and save the American people from the corporate fascists. I don't know. We'll see.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind? If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down. Join us, freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. I'm not worried about the government. Why? Because I don't fear the Reaper. That's right. Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio, where we're streaming around the world on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Just a few of the streaming services that Revolution Radio goes out on. You can always pick up the Vocast or the Zeno stream at the website, freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. You can get the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. And we're listener supported and commercial free. So if you have the opportunity and you have the money, please donate to Revolution Radio so you can get the truth, not this mainstream matrix of mind control where you're fed a certain level of dystopian viewpoints again and again and again. And as we know, whether we want it to be or not, whether it's intentional or not, the mother of all learnings is the father of repetition. The more you hear it, the more it's repeated, the more it's in your brain, the more people normalize something, the more people accept something. And that's the reality of the psychology and the world that we live in. Yeah, so it's tenable at best, I guess, is the description of our society today. It appears to be ripping apart at the seams, ripped apart by government, a government who believes that diversity is the answer, when the truth is diversity is often the death knell of societies. A fractured, diverse society is easy to control. It's easy to brainwash people into a certain mindset. And then the work is to keep them there. That's what we see today from the fourth estate, the so-called media. They have become the gatekeepers in your mind that keep you locked in a cell and on a plantation that they built. So remember that. When you read news and information from any news outlets, verify. Verify that it's accurate. Verify that that it hasn't been compromised by its bias. I believe you can easily spot these fake news articles by the adjectives that the writers use, their placement of prominent names and ideas and phrases at the top of the article, in the middle, or the bottom. For so many years, the American people were subject to hit pieces by the mainstream media on Donald J. Trump. Now the media bias is implanted into the brains of the people. Some of the people. It has driven an ideological divide in America between liberals and conservatives. And liberals would easily throw away everything the United States is built on. In fact, they're trying to today. At the times as we speak, Democrats are trying to destroy the Constitution. They're trying to destroy what's left of the government that serves the people in these United States. They will not win. They will not succeed. The Democrats today will be exposed as being the same grifting racist bastards that wanted to own human beings. Today, the plantations that Democrats love are on foreign soil. They support the enslavement of the world for your benefit. They believe in China. They believe in the New World Order. They believe not in the sovereignty of the United States of America. That is clear by their actions on the southern border of the United States. And the Democrats hate America. They claim to love America. But I'll tell you right now, I don't give a rat's ass who you are. If you think Democrats love America, go to the inner cities in America. Go to the Democrat strongholds and see what they have done to the communities that they have hollowed out and destroyed. Democrats are dumb as dog shit. And that's I'm sorry, that might be an insult to dog shit. Okay? really, in all honesty. Democrats and their infinite ignorance. What have they come out and said today? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have a youth crime problem. No shit. No shit. We have a youth crime problem. Why? Oh, well, you got to consider where they were looking at for the crime problem. That's right, the crime problem on the streets of, well, let's just say Philadelphia, Berks County, Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania recently, where six young people, all black, the people may say that's racist to point that out, but it's not. It's a fact of life. These six dark white supremacists, as the liberals would call them, murdered an old man. They murdered him. They beat him with a traffic cone. Yeah, one of those tall traffic cones. So you got the weights on the bottom, man. That black part, it's pretty heavy. He's got to keep it from tipping over. They beat the guy with it. He fell down, hit his head, and died. Slick, six little bitches and bastards. And now the black community, after, listen, this is how retarded the black community is and Democrats are. Democrats are now all of a sudden shocked and concerned about the youth crime problem. Well, they uncorked it. And they can't believe the statistic that 80% of the young thugs, the little bitches that are out here committing crimes, often violent crimes, 80% don't have a father at the home. 80% live in single mother households. Think about that. How many years, decades and decades and decades, conservatives and other concerned people we're trying to explain to the black community, to the retards in the Democrat Party, that to have a solid and sound family, where in the hell is that? I'm going to hang them up. A solid and sound family that you needed a two-parent household. Now, you listen to liberal psychologists and school teachers and other retards, liberal retards. They're effing assholes. They, you know, effectively believe that a single-parent household is a good thing. And it's not. It never has been in the history of all time. But the liberal science said so. Actually, it wasn't liberal science. It was cultural Marxism from educated idiots that are working to break down the family. And when you destroy, and here is the thing from my personal experience, and I know my childhood was effing destroyed. Okay. I know. I understand they're destroying the children so they can destroy the future generations and the future of America and turn it into their little twisted, perverted, pedo nation. isn't going to happen. Isn't going to happen. The destruction of the children in the educational system today through this sexual dysphoria of gender bending names and all of this, what do you want to call it? Individuality of sexual preferences, each having their own name. It's just madness. It's madness. When Alice went down the rabbit hole, did we literally then go out now and we're going to create the furry freakdoms, all the other, and recreate the card playing full, you know, the cards and all the kings and the queens and all this idiocracy and Alice in Wonderland? Because, you know, that's kind of what society is bending towards. A crazy dysphoria of mental illness. You want to destroy a nation? Destroy the children. I can look at nations around the world and I can see how societies are destroyed or how should I say it? Not to be too crude. Countries like Pakistan, Muslim culture, for example, where raping children is the norm. There's a reason that they still live in the shit culture that they live in. They destroy the future again and again and again. And here you have it. The future is malleable for the New World Order. Your mind has been softened up through all of the different conspiracies that have been thrown at us, for all of the known lies that the government perpetrates, and the known conspiracies that the government not only created, but pulled off. Now you're insane and you're crazy if you point them out. It's a crazy ass thing. The United States government has decided that the word recession does not mean a recession. The Biden government, in its efforts to twist reality, to maintain perception, not reality. As long as this is Joe Biden and the political mantra, they can baffle you with bullshit and you will never catch on till it's too late. Trying to save the midterms, trying to deny the truth that we have a depression, not a recession. How do we know that? Well, we know that, one, by looking at the stagflation that is happening right now. And, I'm a tightwad. I'm cheap. I had to run to the, when I ran to the bread store, bread outlet, right? That's where I get bread is the bread outlet. I don't get it in the grocery store too damn much, too often. And that cheap bread is more like sawdust cheap bread. When they say it got fibers in it, yeah, it's wood fibers. but on the way back, I stopped at the Speedway gas station. And I went in and got myself an icy drink, you know. And that's one of my favorite shit. I mean, I admit it. I love that stuff. Cold and flavorful, whether it's cherry or watermelon or, you know, whatever. And it's sweet as hell, too. Last week, they were on sale at 86 cents. I said, oh, hell yeah. So a couple days ago, I went back in. Earlier this week, early week, I went back in and the sale was off and they said it was $1.86. I said, ow, man, I don't even really like paying for that much for something like that. So yesterday when I stopped coming back from the auto parts store where I bought concentrated antifreeze instead of the 50-50 mix, because I'm not stupid. I mean, I can pretty much mix 50-50, right? It's 2 gallons. And considering I would have spent $25 versus $15 to $17. Yeah, if you buy the 50-50 mix, you're full. You should just mix it yourself and save $8 or $10, literally. So when I was going home, I stopped at the Speedway, wanted to get myself a little Slurpee drink, right? And I got it, and I went up there, and damn, $2.19. I said, what? It was just the sale off from 86 cents, and now I just had one for $1.80-some, and now they're up to $2.19. Well, I guess I looked and I said, well, I guess that's the last one of them I'll buy. And I will. That'll be the last one I'll get. I won't spend that money on that shit. I'm cheap. Well, I'm poor, first off, and I'm cheap, too. God, that's, you know, it comes, maybe comes one hand in hand. I don't know. But, yeah, I said, hell no. I'm not buying another one. That's just too damn much. Really is. What else we got here? You know, so inflation. Inflation is hitting everything right now. And whether you know it or not, keep an eye on the grocery stores because they're just starting to implement the price hikes. Price hikes and shrinking containers. You will see another 15 to 25% coming added to your food bill. I'm sorry I have to tell you that, but that's the fact. That, you know, the government and its infinite ignorance. I mean, you have to be a retard. You have to be a retard to know that there's only 1%. One out of every 100 cars on the road is an electric vehicle. That's right. One out of every 100 cars. So what do Democrats do to the 99% of combustion engine car owners? They wage economic war against them. They use government-driven socialism to force you to change. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not American. That's as un-American as it gets. And the green tards, the retard greens, the greenies, so to speak, the environmentalists that said, oh, my God, you know, we have to have all the solar panels all across America. We have to have these massive windmills. And none of it can be recycled. It has to be buried in a landfill. And now they're finally just figuring out and realizing. They're finally realizing that the toxic waste that is leaching from the disposed solar panels in the landfills are destroying the aquifers. They forgot about that part. They certainly did. Their people are so damn stupid. Oh, experimental chewing gum reduces the Omicron in saliva. Look, if I rinse my mouth out with Jack Daniels or Maker's Mark, you know, or what about some good old-fashioned moonshine? If I rinse my mouth and drink a shot every hour, I won't be going anywhere. I'll be too drunk to drive. I'll be too drunk to walk after a while. But I may not have COVID. It will certainly reduce the amount of Omicron or whatever virus in my saliva. Yeah, I'll just take a half a shot then, you know, and rinse it out and rinse it around and swallow it. That way you can take more shots during the day. And look, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And make sure you stay well ventilated and well hydrated. And then particularly if you have this severe COVID shit in your lungs, if you're like me, I was coughing up glue that had literally it took 3 months for my lungs to clear or more. And I bathed them essentially every night in moisture vaporized water in my CPAP machine. I used it as a miniature ventilator with high moisture content. And I believe, in all honesty, that's the only thing that broke the crap up in my lungs. No government, no drugs, just common sense. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I think, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die.
We took the whole Indian nation and locked us on reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today we are all Cherokee people. We are all the Cherokee tribe. As the New World Order, the Democrats, the Republicans, the propagandists, the fascist bastards want to put all of us on a reservation. They want to destroy the world. They want to stop we the people from, how should I say it, from exercising our inalienable rights, not given to us by the Constitution, because they existed long before that. The right to freedom, the right to free speech, the right to live peacefully without government interference, the right to live as we wish. It seems that these liberties are in danger today. They certainly are in danger when you look at Alex Jones. I don't care if you hate Alex Jones. I don't care if you love Alex Jones. Alex Jones, James Fetzer, Dr. Robert Malone, even the former CDC director, Robert Redfield, they have all become targets of the state and are having their civil liberties, their rights curtailed. A Texas judge overseeing the defamation trial that will determine how much money Alex Jones must pay Sandy Hook Elementary School parents for falsely claiming in December 14, 2012, that the mass shooting was fake, which is a complete and utter lie. Time and time again, Alex Jones has said on air that it is real, that there are questions about the response. Now Alex Jones is being forbade to speak. As he spoke on the courthouse steps in Travis County, Texas, he said, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be bamboozled and lose your First Amendment, go ahead. You're having your rights to a trial by jury to decide if you're guilty or innocent stolen from you. Alex Jones is correct when he says this is a kangaroo court. This is a political act, and this is a witch hunt. The judge reminded Jones that every participant in the trial is ordered to be silent out of this courtroom, or if there is any member of the jury in sight. Trial comes after judges in Texas and Connecticut issued default judgments without even hearing evidence against Alex Jones and against James Fetzer. Finding him liable for defamation for his portrayal of the Sandy Hook massacre as a hoax involving crisis actors employed by the government in order to enact stricter gun control, when it was really the reason Sandy Hook was handled the way it was because the state, the federal government, were 100% at fault. Because after the shootings in Colorado, after other shootings at schools across the United States, that they failed to implement security measures, whether it was at Sandy Hook or someplace else. Elementary schools and schools were essentially wide open. And they failed to provide security for these schools after knowing that there was a trend of deranged individuals targeting innocent people in gun-free zones. I'll tell you right now, when I went to high school, on any given day, There was more than a dozen rifles and shotguns in the cars out in the parking lot. In fact, if you were afraid, you could actually bring the gun in and put it in your locker. But then during them days, you didn't have schools that were essentially babysitting centers for violent young thugs. And that's what some schools are. Yeah. Anyway, so the judge is trying to silence Alex Jones. Not only the judge, but the entire system. You cannot question anything out of the system. So remember, the brainwashing is deep in effect, and deep, deep, deep. Well, imagine that. The Mahan boy, Leah Thomas, has lost their bid to be Woman of the Year. The man with balls has been defeated by an actual female. Hooray, hooray, hooray. A woman with a vagina. You have to specify that today because these idiots and these self-adorning sexual dysphoria acolytes, crazies, Jesus. They actually believe a man pretending to be a woman that still has his balls, still has his penis tucked to the side is a woman. Well, you would be 250% wrong. And you would be, well, let's just say in any other place, you would be considered insane. Let's see. The man, Thomas, competed against men in collegiate swimming competitions before switching to female NCAA events because, well, he couldn't win. He could win, so I'm a little bitch. So I gotta pretend to be a girl. Oh, my. You know, a bunch of horse shit. So the man from Penn took drugs to suppress testosterone for 1 year, clearing the NCAA's bar to compete against women. Yeah. Imagine that. Crazy. Crazy. It's a slap in the face to women to have a confused man that grew up as a boy that literally competed as a man the year before. These are not honorable people. They are completely dishonorable. University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines, who has been outspoken about the way the NCAA has handled the Thomas situation, previously called the nomination a slap in the face. Of course it is. Penn and the rest of these idiots, they're trying to drive a society forward that is fractured and broken, that can easily be manipulated. And therefore compromised. It's a slap in the face to reality. What's this clip?
protest over transgender swimmer Leah Thomas of the University of Pennsylvania, who is a biological male that has been allowed to compete against females. Thomas is now dominating swimming events and setting records. In her resignation letter, Millen simply said she, quote, can't support this, and that, quote, everything fair about swimming is being destroyed. Cynthia Millen joins me now. Cynthia, listen, thank you for joining me on the show, and thank you for your bravery. I guess I'm just curious, what kind of response have you gotten since, you know, you resigned from your position?
Sean, thanks very much. I've gotten a lot of kind comments from fellow officials, former officials, and from parents of swimmers and swimmers. The fact is that swimming is a sport in which bodies compete against bodies. Identities do not compete against identities. And from the very beginning, when you start out as an age grouper, swimmers are divided by sex and by age group, 8 and under, 9, 10, etc., all the way up, because from the very beginning, swimming, USA Swimming recognizes that boys swim differently from girls. And this is just accentuated when boys and girls go through puberty. Boys will always have larger lung capacity, larger hearts, greater circulation, a bigger skeleton, and less fat. Girls go through puberty and they have a double whammy. They not only grow breasts and hips, but they have periods, and they often have a totally different center of gravity. They have to learn how to swim over again. So while Leah Thomas is a child of God, he is a biological male who is competing against women, and no matter how much testosterone suppression drugs he takes, he will always be a biological male and have this advantage. And it's horrible. The statement for women then is, you don't matter. What you do is not important. And little girls are going to be thrown under the bus by all of this. He's going to be destroying women swimming.
Well, not only that, but, you know, little girls and little boys are being thrown under the bus every day as they're being brainwashed. They're being indoctrinated. They're being groomed into this sexual deviant lifestyle. And it is, it's sexual deviance. I certainly believe that. And as I said earlier, you know, I understand. Destroy the child, destroy the future. As a person, as a young person who was marred by my childhood, I could not imagine what it would be like to be completely and utterly destroyed by your childhood. The road back to reality, the road back to honesty, to confidence and self-worth is a tough road, even with help. It's truly disgusting. Yeah, Janet Yellen come out and said the recession doesn't mean what you think it means. Yep, another piece of shit from the Federal Reserve banksters. Yeah. Russia is now unveiling a large-scale military exercise in the east, signaling to the United States of America essentially that, look, we're just have a few of our forces in Ukraine. We haven't sent the entirety of the Russian army. You know, we haven't really dug in and pushed as we could. Ukraine is a war that is going to possibly spark a nuclear exchange. If the United States offers longer range missiles, the United States sending military aircraft, the United States of America keeps crossing lines that they have set, we have set for ourselves. that the American government wouldn't do this, and then the American government wouldn't do that, then the American government wouldn't supply this weapon system, and then that weapon system, and one by one, all of those banned weapon systems in Ukraine have been sent to Ukraine. Yeah. Russia has said to Ukraine and to the people of Ukraine that they will help them rid themselves of Zelensky and the National Socialist Nazis that have that are effectively controlling Ukraine now. In fact, you know, you should understand that Ukraine and the neo-Nazis that are there, they have the strong support of the World Economic Forum, the strong support of the former German Klaus Schwab. And if you're not asking questions of what the problem is, why the United States of America is essentially being the whipping post, the little bitch of the New World Order and the World Economic Forum, you just have to look at our leadership, the failed, ineffective leadership of our politicians in general. Overall, our politicians have completely failed the people. We have an invasion of millions of people, probably close to 3 million people a year coming across the southern border of the United States. And we're not talking about women and children for the most part. It's like everywhere else. They're working age men and women that are coming to look for financial and economic stability. And that's not a reason to get asylum in the United States of America. Italy, for example, Italy and the new government that is trying to be formed will become a hardline conservative government. They are going to effectively rein in the Tanzanians, the Libyans, the Egyptians. The other, all other people who have invaded Europe. Italy is done. And it's only a matter of time before the rest of Europe realizes that the George Soros plan to flood Europe with immigrants, to destroy the cohesiveness of the European society, the European political machine, and the indigenous European people, that it is their entire culture, their entire way of life, that is the New World Order, is trying to destroy. And they're trying to destroy it on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how to do it. And they have enough sheeple. They have enough purchased government lackeys that are on their payroll to do it. Same way here in the United States of America. The Democrat and Republican Party are basically on the grift to somebody on one side of the fence or the other. They don't represent the American people. They represent the interests of the Democrat or Republican parties. They represent the think tanks that have co-opted our American government and the systems that we have. Yeah. So crazy. Our government and corporations are so corrupted that the Hunter Biden Chinese firm bought 6 million barrels from the United States that was released from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, benefiting Hunter Biden and the Biden family once again. Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's a criminal act. It may not be a criminal act as far as being a crime, but it is something that should never be happening. China is our enemy right now. They are the hand puppet of the New World Order. They are the control model that is being instituted piece by piece across the world. Tracking systems, social credit scores, this dystopian way of controlling an outbreak of a disease, of any disease, of any kind. For example, here's one for you. I only got a minute left or less. New York City. New York City and monkeypox. There are more than 1,000 cases, almost exclusively delivered by anal injection of monkeypox in New York. In other words, it is an asspox, as I refer to it as, is a disease of the gay community. And is being delivered, well, through the backside, I guess, as an anal injection. As sad and as pitiful as that may sound. New York has asked the World Health Organization to rename monkeypox. I believe it should be called asspox. That's me. God bless. Good day. And good luck. You'll need it.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth. DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday